今天的题目呢是二零一二一二一。
Today's the topic of the sermon is 20121221.
Brighton, 你家是什么意思啊
？Brighton, do you know what that is?
那么，对啊，就是2012年12月21号，但是有什么特别呢？
So it's true that it's 2012 December 21st. What is the significance?
Oh yeah, 就是我们有人以为是世界末日的一天呢。
So there's a lot of people think that it's the end of the world.
我们知道根据呢这个玛雅长纪历的记录呢，2012年12月21号呢，就是他的月历的最后一天呢。
According to the long count Mayan calendar, December 21st, 2012 is the last day of the calendar.
很多异端邪说呢，就把握这个机会告诉人呢，这个是世界的末日。
A lot of cults actually take advantage of opportunity and say that this is the end of the world.
结果呢，很多人呢在家里面，可以回去之前一个哈。很多人呢就在家里面呢预备大量的食物。
So a lot of people actually stocked up on a lot of food at home.
甚至呢有人呢躲到山洞里面呢，希望可以脱离的这个世界末日。
So even a lot of people hide out in the cave so that they can escape the end of the world. This
在香港有一个妈妈呢，花了20000块钱美金呢，买了一年的食物在家里面预备啊。
One of the mother actually in Hong Kong spent about $20,000 and purchased a whole year's supply of food and actually keep that at home.
在英国有一个年轻人呢，他因为不能承受这个世界末日的压力呢，他就自杀。
A young person in England cannot bear the pressure, he actually took his own life.
有一些人呢，他就有另外一个方法去解决世界末日。
And some people deal with this issue separately, differently.
就是呢，趁还有时间的时候呢，就去快乐快乐。
So they thought they still have the time, they just enjoy themselves.
所以呢，他把有人有一个爸爸把房子卖掉啊，就是带家人去环游世界啊，就是还有跟财务公司借了一大笔钱，因为他以为呢不要还了。
So a father actually took his family on a long vacation and took a big loan. They thought maybe he doesn't have to return it.
一段也把握这个机会呢，去吸了一些新的会员呢。
A lot of occultists also use this opportunity to attract newcomers, new members.
有多少人听过一个一段叫东方闪电教啊
？Have you heard of a religion called the Eastern Lightning?
我说这个是国产的一段呢。中国出产的异端呢
？Okay, so this is actually occult is actually made in China.
那么呢，它其实呢，在现在不单只是在中国，在香港、在台湾，甚至在美国，它都有它的教会。
So not only can you find it in China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, so you actually can also find it in the U.S.
那么它就开始派传单呢，在十二月的时候呢，它传单上面就写着这个最后的传票给这些人呢。
So they're sending out, passing out pamphlets, and on the pamphlets it says this is the last pamphlets, and actually passing them out.
你知道世界末日的影响在单单在美国里面呢这个12月21号这个影响有多少人相信这个预言呢、啊？你知道？
So、
你猜猜
how many people just in U.S. alone would believe this is actually December 21st is the end of the day? What would you guess, Debbie?
Keisha, 你猜猜有多少人相信?
Teacher, what do you think? How many people will
actually... Only in the United States, how many people believe December 21st is the end of the world? 5,000.
Okay.
Okay. 5,000. Huh? Okay, okay. Okay. 2,500万.
So 25 million. 25 million people.
你知道 NASA 就是美国太空总署 他要出来告诉人 在这一天是没有世界末日。
So we actually got to the point that NASA, the National Aeronautics Space Association, administration actually come out and actually say this is not the end of the world.
有没有世界末日的这一天呢?
Is there such a day as the end of the world?
有没有啊? 有啊, 主耶稣自己告诉我们的。
Yes, indeed, there is a the end of the world, the day that actually the end of the world will come. Jesus himself told us that.
马太福音, 24章的, 里面呢, 门徒问耶稣, 就是呢, 你降临和世界的末了, 有什么, 预兆呢?
Actually, yes, indeed, in the book of Matthew, the disciples asked Jesus, and said, when will this happen, and what will the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
你发觉耶稣没有否定他们这个问题。
And you will see that Jesus did not deny their question.
但是呢, 他第一句的回答呢, 就是他说,你们要谨慎,免得有人迷惑你们。
But the first answer that he gave, he said, watch out that you... No one deceives you.
的确呢, 当耶稣升天, 大概就是主后30年, 再过到, 再过20年呢, 我们从圣经就发现呢, 就有一段开始, 迷惑教会说, 世界末日, 快要到了。
In fact, yes, indeed, not too many years after Jesus is gone, actually, within the New Testament church, a lot of people think that they keep try to push for this, the end of the world.
帖撒罗尼迦前后书的写作的其中一个目的呢，就是保罗呢去改正教会在这方面的看法。
In fact, the purpose of the writing of the 1st and 2nd Thessalonian Church is for Paul to actually try to correct the views in the church regarding this aspect.
今天呢,我们要看另外一卷书叫《犹大书》。
Today, we're going to look at another book called the Book of Jude.
希望通过这本书呢,去预备我们免受异端的迷惑。
So through this book, so that we will not be this...
Be myth by these prophecies.
The book of Jude is actually, if you count the book from the end towards the front, is actually the second book, second to the last book in the Bible.
他写作的日子呢，大概是主后60年。
The approximate day of writing is the 60 AD.
你知道犹大写这本书的犹大是谁呀?
Do you know who,
哪一个犹大?
Do you know which Jude or who Jude is?
其实呢，在希腊文里面呢，犹大就是朱德，只是英文翻成朱，只是他。 不希望你想到另外一个犹大，所以他简直翻了。
So actually, it's the same Judah in terms of translation, but when it translated, didn't want to think of the same Judah, so they actually translated into Jude.
所以你知道这个作者是哪一个犹大呢?
Do you know which Judah this is?
有没有愿意猜一猜啊?
Anyone willing to guess?
Monica. Now, we
So we know that this is not the Judah who betrayed Jesus.
也不是呢12个门徒里面另外一个犹大。
And also is not the other Judah as one of the 12 disciples. disciples.
其实呢, 他就是耶稣的兄弟,
and actually, this is Jesus' brother Jude.
如果你看马可福音第六章第三节里面呢, 你发觉了耶稣其实呢, 有四个弟弟, 还有几个妹妹。
You see, actually, if you take a look at the book and use the scripture, that actually there Jesus had four brothers and some younger sisters.
所以呢，所以当你念犹大书的时候呢，他介绍自己的时候呢，你就觉得这个犹大呢，这了不起啊。So
when you're actually reading, you can actually see when Judah was introducing himself, you can see this is quite a person.
因为呢，他没有说我是耶稣基督的弟弟。
You see that actually he didn't come out and say, I'm the younger brother of Jesus.
他说,耶稣基督的仆人,雅各的兄弟犹大。
So he said, I am actually servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, who is Jesus' brother.
所以呢,犹大书写的目的是什么呢?
So what is the purpose of this book of Jude?
第三节呢，他就告诉我们的第三、第四节告诉我们。
In verse 3 and 4, it tells us the purpose.
第三节他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们所同得的咒恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次教父圣徒的正道，切立正辩。”
In verse 3 says, Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to God's holy people.
犹大的意思就是说，本来我希望写一卷很长的书，介绍我们所相信的咒恩的。
So what Jude was really meaning is that I was going to write a long book about this salvation.
但是现在事情发生了，我很在一个很紧急的情况以下呢，我就写了这一封短短的只有25节的信给你们。
So something had happened, so therefore I'm actually going to write a short, urgent letter to you.
目的呢就是要为从前一次教父圣徒的正道，希望教会呢，切立的地正变。
So the purpose is actually contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to God's holy people.
正道的意思呢，就是我们信仰的内容。The
faith is actually about the content of what we believe.
所以你可以说这个就是我们的福音，或者呢，你可以说是我们的教义。So
you can say that this is about our gospel and also what we.
The doctrine. 所以呢，犹大强调呢，这个正道呢是一次教父给圣徒的。So
Jude actually emphasized that this is a one-time given to the apostles.
一次的意思就是一次过的意思了，once for all.
So it actually is like once and for all.
那么呢，其实他就是强调了我们所相信这个信仰呢是主耶稣一次交托给。 门徒现在一次交给教会的。
So it's like what Jesus had given to the apostle once, and then now the apostle now once actually given to the church.
所以呢，他希望我们了解呢，我们所相信的这个信仰的内容呢，是不能增加也不能减小的。
So what I want to emphasize is that the faith and the content cannot be added or subtracted.
犹大书的目的就是我们为了我们的信仰去争辩。So
the purpose of the book of Jude is actually an apologetic type of way to defend our faith.
为什么他要我们去争辩呢?
Why do we need to defend our faith?
第四节呢，他就告诉我们，因为有些人透着进来，就是自古被定受刑罚的。 是不敬虔虔诚的，将我们神的恩变成放纵情欲的机会，并且不认独一的主宰我们，主耶稣基督。
So in verse 4 it tells us, for certain individuals whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are ungodly people who prevent the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, who are only sovereign and Lord.
从前主耶稣预言呢，将来有人会迷惑教会。
In the past, Jesus had prophesied that the some would come in and actually would confuse the church.
过了三十年以后呢，犹大写信给教会说，现在他们已经偷进教会了。
So after 30 years after that, Jude is writing to the church and say they have already slipped into the church.
犹大告诉我们这些异端有什么特点呢？
Jude is trying to tell us what are some special characteristics about these cults.
第四节的下半节呢，他就告诉我们呢，在他们的道德生活方面呢，他们是不敬虔的，不虔诚的人。
So it tells us in the latter part of actually verse 4, they are actually people, ungodly people.
他们把神的恩典变成一个放纵情欲的机会。
So they have taken God's grace as a license for immorality.
我们知道了，我们所相信的福音呢，是一个因信称义的福音。
So we know the gospel that we believe in is a salvation based on grace.
那么就是圣经告诉我们呢，我们得救跟我们的行为没有关系。
So the scripture tells us that what we believe.Has nothing to do with
salvation is not by work.
So salvation is not by works.
所以，但是有些异端呢，就把这个宝贵的福音呢，变成他们犯罪、放纵情欲的一个借口。
So therefore, actually, they have taken the salvation have become a license for immorality and sinning.
第二个特征呢，在第四节告诉我们呢，他是不认独义的主宰。我们主耶稣基督。
The second aspect they tell us in verse 4 is to deny Jesus Christ as our only sovereign and Lord.
这一个特点可以说是每一个异端呢他的共同的地方，就是他否定耶稣基督的身份。
So this is maybe a common theme of all the occults, and that is they deny Jesus Christ as our only sovereign and God and Lord.
其实呢这一句话呢是神耶稣的神性的一个很。很明显的一句形容耶稣的神性。
So this is a very simple way to describe the holiness of Jesus.
因为呢，主宰这个字呢，在圣经里面呢，就是神的同义词。
Because Lord, sovereign Lord is actually synonymous of Jesus Christ in the Scripture.
跟神 as God, okay, is the same meaning as God.Yeah, like a synonymous term of God.
So that is the same term as God.
所以呢，他就是告诉我们，我们的主耶稣呢是主宰，就是他是独一的神，也是我们的主啊。
So it tells you that actually he is the only God and our Lord.
所以从第五节开始到十六节呢，就是犹大对这些异端的。善大的选择。
So in verse 5 to 16 is actually what Jude is actually in terms of condemnation about these occults.
第一呢，就是在第五到第七节的，他讲到呢，异端呢是离开正道的。
The first aspect is can be found in verse 5 to 7, and that is they depart from the truth.
那么呢？犹大呢用了三个例子在旧约圣经里面的旧约时代里面的。
So Jude used three examples from the Old Testament.
第五节呢是讲到以色列人呢出埃及。
And then in verse 5 it talk about the Israelites leaving Egypt.
本来是同一批以色列人出埃及，但是呢他们里面有人不信，那么神就使他们灭亡了。
So it's the same group of people who left Egypt, but there's some among them who were unbelief, have the unbelief. So actually, God caused them to die.
第二个例子呢是天使他不守本会。
And the second example is the angel who actually does not hold on to his position.
所以呢, 他们也是本来有一个位置的, 但是他离开了。
So originally he has a position, but he actually, these angels left.
所以呢, 神就判只是, 天使, 灭亡了。
So therefore, actually God condemned him to death.
另外, 最后一个例子呢, 是索多玛跟, 俄摩拉, 这些城市的例子。
So the last example is about the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
他们也是啊, 他不顺服神的安排, 在, 你可以说在婚姻上面的安排。
So you can say that the Sodom and Gomorrah did not follow God's arrangement, and that is in the terms of marriage.
他们在婚姻以外的，圣经说他意味淫行了，这是犯奸淫了。So
they have committed adultery outside of marriage.
甚至到一个地步呢，就是呢，随从异性，就是讲到他们同性恋的行为。
To the point, actually, you can talk of see that about the homosexuality.
所以呢，三个例子呢，都是从本来是信的，后来变成不信；本来是有一个位置的，变成不守这个位置；本来神有一个安排的，但是他不顺服这个安排。
So you see, all three cases is actually what they originally have certain position or following arrangement, but they actually or believe they actually walk away from that.
其实一段呢都是这样子的，他们不是重新发明一个新的信仰，他是从本来的信仰里面去改动一下，去迷惑人的。So
all the occults are like that. Actually, it's not that they don't believe, but it would modify what they believe, so they actually can try to persuade others.
因为一个百分百白的一个谎话呢，你一听出来你就知道是骗人的嘛。
So you can see some of the lies when you first hear, you can see that they are fooling people.
但是如果是一半是真，一半是假呢，那么呢，你就很容易去迷惑人了。But
if they tell part truth and part lie, it's easy to try to confuse people.
我们刚刚提到了，现在这个东方闪电教，它就是其中一个例子。So
you can see the Eastern Lightning is one of the examples.
他现在他常常改名字了，现在不叫这个名字，现在叫全能神教会 ，The Church of Almighty God.
So they don't always follow the same name. Now their name is the Church of Almighty God.
这个成为现在中国政府最关注的一个异端。So
this has become one of the religions that the Chinese government is really closely keeping an eye on.
东方闪电教呢，它的创始人呢是赵维山。The
founder of this Eastern Lightning religion, his name is 赵维山。他是1989年的时候呢，开始的。He started in the year 1989.
你知道他这个教他所相信的是什么呢
？Do you know what this religion, what they believe in？
那他告诉你， 耶稣第一次来呢, 就是道成肉身来到这个世界上。 基督第一次来的时候, 道成肉身来到这个世界上。
So when Jesus first came, is the Word become flesh, and he entered into this world.
那么我们都知道了, 这个基督就是耶稣了, 是不是?
So we all know that Jesus is the it's a Christ.
那么我们基督知道了, 基督会第二次来。
So we know actually Christ will come again the second time.
那么他的谎话就开始来了。他说他又会第二次道成肉身来到这个世界。So
this is where the lie begins. He will actually come again. The Word will become flesh again.
第二次来的时候呢，这不是一个男人呢，这是一个女人，是一个女基督。
So the second time Christ is going to come again, it will be not going to be a man, but a woman, is a female Jesus.
他就找到一个其实有神经病的姓邓的一个在河南的女子，他就告诉人，她就是女基督来到中国了，现在。So
he found someone who has a mental illness with the name of Deng, actually saying, he pointed out, this is the Jesus who is coming.
所以他说呢，我就是。我们教会的大祭司 所以呢，其他人就要听他。
So I am the great prophet of this church, and therefore all these people have to listen to him.
你知道东方闪电这个名字是从哪里来的？为什么他取这个名字呢？
Do you know how the name Eastern Lightning came about?
这个就是他耶稣呢，在马太福音24:27讲到他回来这个世界的时候呢，他说闪电从东方发出，直照到西边，人子降临也要这样。
So actually, this is where he actually take the scripture verse in Matthew 24:27. It says, "For as lightning that comes from the east is visible event in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man."
所以他说，耶稣基督第二次来呢，就是好像闪电一样呢。
So he's saying that Christ, when he comes again, he'll be like lightning.
那么他说从东方这边开始的嘛。那么你说东方最出名的国家是哪一个啊？
So he's saying that it's going to come from the east. What is the famous country in the east?
当然是我们中国啊。
Of course, it's us China.
那还有告诉我们，闪电呢是从东到西边呢，是不是？
So also tells us the lightning is going to go from east to west.
所以它的总部呢，现在呢就从中国搬去美国的纽约了。
So actually, they're moving their headquarters from the east of China to all the way to the west in the New York City.
So, he is just a liar.
This is how he actually fools other people.
You know, this part, he doesn't acknowledge Jesus Christ's identity. The
way they go about actually trying to deny the position of Jesus Christ is to find another one to replace him.
但是呢，犹大告诉我们，这样子的异端，将来神必定审判，就好像他从前审判这三个例子一样。
So, Jews tell us actually, with this kind of cult, God for sure will punish or judge them, just like He judged the other ones.
第二个，犹大这些对这个异端的审。则呢，就是讲到了他们是危险的领袖。
Actually, another way to describe them is that these are dangerous leaders.
这个呢，就是因为他们不单只是一般的弟兄姊妹了，他们是师父，是老师，是教人真理的。
Not only they are actually like our brothers and sisters, they also preach and actually teach others about the truth.
这个就是为什么他们是这么危险。
And this is why they are so dangerous.
因为他应许人呢可以得到救恩，得到更高的属灵的境界，但是到最后其实是骗你的。
So they promised actually they would actually receive all kinds of higher calling, but in fact in the end they would actually.
第八节呢，他讲到呢，这些做梦的人呢，就是讲到这些假师傅。
In verse 8, talk about these dreamers, and that is they talk about these false teachers.
为什么这些是做梦的人呢？因为他们呢，像这些假师傅，他相信呢，他从梦中得到神的新的启示。
So why are they dreamers? Because actually they think that actually they can receive revelation from their dreams.
所以呢，他把自己的权威放在圣经跟现在已有的权威的以上。
So they will actually take what they receive and actually put it away above what the current authority about on the Bible, above the Bible.
所以呢，第八节呢，他就说呢，这些做梦的人呢，也向他们误会身体，轻慢主治，诽谤在尊位的。
So in verse 8, talk about these people who pollute their own bodies, reject authority, and heap abuse on celestial beings.
东方闪电教也是一样啊，这个。教维山呢，他说呢，圣经已经过时了，我所写的书呢才是真理。
In the same way, the Eastern Lightning, the founder, is saying that the scripture are beyond the times. Actually, what I'm writing is the truth.
还有呢，他会告诉你， 世界上面所有教会的都是假的教会，只有东方闪电教的 才是真正的教会。
So they also tell us all the religions in the world are false religions, only the Eastern Lightning is the true one.
所以呢，异端其中一个，你可以说它这个特点呢，它就常常就会诽谤其他人的。
So characteristics of these religions is actually they would actually condemn other religions.
犹大就在第九到第十节里面呢，他引用一个例子，就是呢，他说连天使长米迦勒跟撒旦争吵的时候呢，他也不讲诽谤的话。
So Jude used example in verse 9 and 10, he says, he actually saying that when Archangel Michael was actually arguing, he was also saying the same thing.
他不愿意讲诽谤的话、就是。
So he didn't dare to actually say words of condemnation.
所以呢，你就发觉呢，这些异端呢，其实呢，他是。藐视这些在尊会上面的。
So you can see these accounts would actually look down on the authority.
十一节里面呢，犹大呢就用了旧约里面三个大恶人的例子呢，去比喻这些假师傅。
So in verse 11, he was using all these.
Three evil men in the Old Testament.
So he actually referred to three evil men in the New Old Testament.
第一个呢是该隐，他是人的历史里面的第一个杀人犯。
The first one is Cain. He's the first murderer in the Old Testament.
在犹大人的心目中呢，他是最邪恶的一个人。
In the view of the Jewish people, he is the most evil one.
第二个呢是巴兰先知，他因为贪财呢，就献祭给当时的一个摩押的王，引诱以色列人犯奸淫了。
So because the other one is the prophet Balaam, because of greed, he actually let Israelites into sin.
最后一个呢就是可拉，可拉呢就是当时他反对摩西成为他们的领袖。
The last one is Korah. The Korah is the one that actually opposed Moses to be the leader.
12到13节告诉我们，其实我们现在异端里面的假师傅呢，彼此这三个人呢，也是一样这么邪恶的。
And actually, in verse 12, 13 tells us that the false teachers are just as much, if not more, in terms of their evil.
十二节里面呢，他就开始去指出这些假师傅的危险了。
Then verse 12 is talking about the dangers of these false teachers.
首先他形容他们呢是教室这些 hidden river.
They are like a hidden reefs.
我们记得呢，去年呢在地中海里面有一个游船，很大的哈，就是撞到这些海里面的石头以后呢，它就整个船呢就沉没了。
So last year, remember this cruise ship hit the reefs and actually end up sinking.
所以呢，它的给我们犹大给我们的例子的提醒就是，如果你太靠近这些假师傅呢，你的信仰也会。一样的沉沦的。
So Jude tells us, if we are so close to this false teacher, you will be actually can get in trouble, just like you are riding along these hidden reefs.
这些假师傅呢，他是牧人。
These false teachers are like shepherds.
但是呢，他只牧养自己，不牧养神的群羊的。
But they are only feeding themselves rather than the sheep.
还有呢，他形容呢，他是云彩。
So they also describe them. There are rainbows.
Clouds.
Oh, clouds.
Yeah. 所以呢，云彩呢，农夫见到云彩呢，就希望它会下雨嘛。
So the farmers, when they see the clouds, they expect rain.
但是呢，这些假师傅呢是没有雨的云彩。
So these false teachers are like the clouds without any rain.
所以它是令人失望的。
So they are the ones actually would lead to disappointment.
还有呢，讲到它是秋天的果树。
So they are like a the fruit trees in the fall.
秋天的果树应该是很多果子在上面的嘛。
So there ought to be a lot of fruit coming on a tree in the fall.
但是你去看一看，他们就好像这些没有果子的秋天的树。
So they are like the trees in the fall, but without any fruit.
所以呢，这个也是两个比喻，都是告诉我们呢，这些假师傅他们呢就是令人失望的。
So these two examples tell us these are false teachers who are disappointers.
就是他们应许的，好像他说。末日会来了，星期五会来了，但是他没有来。
So they are like giving false promise, like the world will come to end on Friday, but it didn't come.
好像呢，他的教训，他告诉你，剪纸做的时候呢，你会得到永生，但是其实他不能给你永生。
So he tell you if you do certain thing, you lead to eternal life, but he didn't cannot give you.
原因其实他们是犹大形容他们是。死而又死的，他们外面是死，他们里面也是死的。
So just like you tell us, they are actually death upon death. The inside is not dying and also outside.
后来呢？犹大呢形容他是一个狂浪。
So actually, they also Jude also described them to be foam with the sea.
Yeah. So
waves of wild waves of the sea.
就是呢，形容他们的行为，他们的为人呢，就好像呢，这些海浪会吐出这些污秽的泡沫一样。
So it's like the wild waves of the sea casting a foam of their own.
很多我过去很多异端呢，他告诉他们的信徒，末日快来了，劝他们把所有的财产都卖掉送给教会，那么最后末日没有来，连他们的教会的牧师也再没有来了。
So these are like these are cults would actually tell the follower to sell the possession, and then because the world is ending, but in the end their shepherd end up not coming.
最后呢，他讲到呢，这些假师傅呢是这个天上的星。
So the last one is actually they describe them as wandering stars in the sky.
这个星呢，是在航海的人来说呢，它是一个定方向的一个目标。
So those who are navigating the sea, these are the stars who actually direct their directions.
但是呢，他说这些假师傅是，这些游荡的心，就是他不能带领你走的到一个正确的方向的。
So these false teachers are like wandering stars. They would not allow you to follow the any kind of distinct directions.
所以如果你跟着他的时候呢，你最后只会跟着他进入这个黑暗里面。
So when you follow them, they will eventually lead them into darkness.
最后，十四到十六节呢，犹大指出这个假先知呢、假师傅呢，他是破坏教会的。
So the last point in verse 14 and 16, they are the ones where these four teachers would sabotage the church.
犹大引用一个预言呢，不在旧约圣经里面的。
Jude actually used a prophet that cannot be found in the Old Testament.
就是在以诺书上面呢，所预言，他就引用在十四、十五节里面。
And that is when they found verse 14 and 15 about Enoch.
他讲到了神将来必定审判这些异端。
So he talked about God will eventually would judge these occults.
他讲到了。审判这些呢，人所妄行一切不正敬虔的事，又证实不敬虔之罪人所说顶撞他的杠臂话。
So we talk about actually the compendium with their ungodliness and all the defiant words ungodly sinners have spoken against them.
为什么他 不但只讲到他们所做的，也讲到他们所讲的话呢？
So we'll actually talk about not only about what they talk and also their deeds.
因为十六节呢，你就发现呢，这些人破坏教会的方法呢，就是用他们所讲的话。
So because the way they actually these false teachers destroy the church is through what they say.
十六节里面呢，他讲到呢，这些人是私下议论、强化怨言的，随从自己的情欲而行，口中所说夸他的话，唯得便宜且没人。
So they actually they talk about these people are grumblers and fault finders. They follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage.
私下议论、常发怨言的，就是他常常会在背后，在你耳边呢去埋怨，别人埋怨教会的。
So these are also people who are actually complain about others. People complain about the church.
你不要以为呢埋怨这个事情是一个很小的事情呢。
Don't think lightly that actually complaint or grumbling is something that you not to treat it seriously.
因为以色列人就是因为他埋怨神的时候呢，他出埃及的这一代的人，差不多没有一个人能够进迦南地。
So you see, all these Israelites, because of their grumbling, almost not every one actually can enter into the land of Canaan.
所以呢，我们要小心啊！当人在你面前去埋怨的时候呢，你要小心啊。
So when you need to, we need to be careful if you hear other complaint about others in front of you.
免得人用这个方法呢去破坏教会。
So that they cannot use this. Let's not that they use this method to destroy the church.
因为这些异端呢，他很会去一方面去埋怨教会，另外一方面呢，他会讲一些谄媚人的话去称赞你的。
So not only are these people would actually grumble about the church, but also they say something about to praise about you.
所以犹大把这个当时异端进来的这个危险告诉教会了。
So you told the people about the dangers of all these false teachers.
所以让我们问一个问题，就是我们应该怎么办呢？
So that begs the question, what do we do?
我们是不是应该提高我们的警觉呢？
So do we? Should we just raise our alertness?
这个是当然的。
This is certainly, of course.
但是我们需不需要很为了这个事情非常忧虑呢？
But do we need to worry about this situation?
你知道呢，从今天以后呢，你常常望着你坐在你旁边的人呢，你就觉得他是不是异端呢？
So the point actually, you worry about whether or not the next person next to you is he a occult?
其实呢，我们不用担心的。
And actually, we don't need to worry about that.
当你回去犹大书的最开始的时候呢，犹大问安的时候呢，你就发觉，其实犹大对神蛮有信心的。
So if you actually go back to the first verses, actually Jude is actually full of confidence.
他形容呢，我们基督徒呢，他说，是这些被教。在父神里蒙爱为耶稣基督保守的人。
So the actually is described as as those who are called wrapped in the love of the God and the Father and kept for Jesus Christ.
我们就是蒙召的人。
We are the one who have been called.
但是呢，他用下一句话讲到了，我们是在父神里蒙爱。我很喜欢。那 Bible 的翻译呢，就是形容呢，我父神的爱呢，好像一个毛巾一样呢，把我们裹起来一样。
So I like this translation. It's almost like the love of God the Father is almost like wrapping us like a blanket.
所以呢，其实我们不用怕， 我们需要提高我们的警觉，但是我们不用怕这些预断的。
So yes, indeed, we need to raise our alertness, but we don't need to be afraid of these occults.
因为神的慈爱会围绕我们。
Because God's love would wrap us, surround us.
还有呢，他提醒我们，我们是为耶稣基督保守的人。
So and also, it tells us actually we've been kept, for Jesus Christ.
你知道呢，耶稣基督胜过死亡。
So you know that Jesus Christ has overcome death.
这个事情呢，是连魔鬼也做不到的。
And that is something that the Satan cannot overcome.
所以，如果耶稣基督保守我们的时候呢，我们就不用怕。
So if Jesus Christ actually protect us, we need not to be afraid.
所以呢，犹大相信呢，神的连续平安慈爱呢，会多多的加给他。
So we actually, Jude believed that and actually mercy, peace, and love will be added abundantly to them.
我们怎么可以保证自己是在神的慈爱里面，在神主耶稣的保守里面呢？
So how can we be sure that we are wrapped in the love and actually be protected in Jesus Christ?
就是当神警告我们的时候，我们听他的话。
And that is when God warned us that we need to listen.
所以当犹大书写给教会的时候，我们也听犹大的劝勉，就是我们小心这些异端。
So when actually Jude wrote this book up to the church, then we need to listen to heed the warning.
我们不要靠近这些异端。
We don't not to be close to these occults.
不要跟随他们的教训。
Don't follow the teachings.
不要听他们挑拨离间的话。
Don't listen to the words actually that kind of instigate us.
因为犹大告诉我们，如果我们坚持听他们、跟随他们的时候，神将来必定审判。
So because Jude tell us that if we follow them, God for sure will judge us.
但是如果我们听犹大的劝勉的时候，我们就在主耶稣的保守里面。
But if we heed the Jude's teaching, we will be within the protection of Jesus Christ.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们知道自从耶稣离开这个世界以后，就有不同的异端出来要破坏教会。
So we know that at the time that Jesus left this earth, there are many occults rise up to attack the church.
求主帮助我们警醒。
Lord, help us to be alert.
以知道我们常常在父神的慈爱还有主耶稣的保守里面。
So that we will be within the God, Father's love and also be protected by Jesus Christ.
当我们在我们不知道的危险里面的时候，求神你趁机的提醒我们。
So when we are in any kind of unknown danger, that you will protect us.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.